Hello, this is Money Matrix Day 4. And yesterday we focused on our beliefs about hard work and the Money Matrix spell of joy breaks and how we need to bring more joy and fun into our lives. And I got a couple of letters or emails from people saying how much they had enjoyed it and what they were going to be doing to have fun. So that was really good. And I actually took a lot of the day off yesterday, and which I usually like to do on Sunday anyway. But and I'm feeling refreshed and good from that, and like taking off more time too. So that's always good, because as entrepreneurs, we tend to put our nose to the grindstone sometimes, and that's not always helpful. So today we're going to focus on the theme of not being enough, which often has us working harder to make up for things and feeling, and also it often makes us feel like we don't deserve abundance. And our matrix release is also going to be around trying to please others at the expense of our own needs and values, clearing any feelings of not being enough and the fears that get in the way of charging fair rates for our work and services. Because if we don't feel we're enough, then it's hard to actually think that we're of value. And so a related thing that I was thinking that we can also focus on is perfectionism, because that is something that can hold us back so much in, you know, either if we're working for somebody else, or if we're and in particular if we're working for ourselves, because we just don't let procrastinate on tasks sometimes, or spend inordinate amount on things that aren't so important, trying to just get them perfect. And there's a real balance between the point which is where you're doing a good job or a really good job, and where you're just wasting time and energy trying to make it even more perfect. And often this perfectionism can prevent us from getting our stuff out in the world. And there's various ways of dealing with perfectionism. One is clearing some of the beliefs behind it, which are that you're never enough, so you just have to keep on going to make it perfect. And I was just thinking right now, one of the ways I get through my perfectionism is that I just have deadlines. And when the deadlines are, and I was a journalist at one point, and there's nothing like deadlines to get over perfectionism, because you can only procrastinate so much when you have a deadline, you know, a solid deadline, and then you have to actually produce something. And the only thing with that is, and I know there's probably a number of people on the call that are may have work habits like me, but we work best when we're just before, when something is just due. I can have something which I know is due for, you know, weeks and weeks, but somehow my adrenaline and my energy just comes in at the last moment. And I know a lot of people are like that, and the best way to deal with this is actually to bring that into our schedules and, you know, acknowledge that in our schedules, and at the same time giving ourselves time beforehand to do, you know, research and to think it over and all those things, and yet, you know, letting the adrenaline of that last minute stuff come in too. So that's just an aside here. Just a thing is that people do have very different patterns and ways of working. And some people are steady and slow and just do something every day, and other people work in spurts. And that's really important to recognize. And it's sometimes not something that you have to clear in your energy that you will become like another type of person. In fact, that's not possible. But it's just recognizing those work patterns. And there's somebody who's really good about that. Her name's Kathy Colby, and she talks about our innate patterns that we kind of come into the world in with, and ways of working that it's not really much point in trying to change them, because they don't really change, and it's more acknowledging what our natural rhythm and our natural way of working and our natural tendencies. So that being said, we have a money matrix magic spell today, which is number 4, and this is using daily energy practices, which is using simple tools and techniques on a regular basis to get rid of the emotional charge of negative experiences and the stress of modern life. So it's here in these 10 days, we're going into some of the big issues around that you're clearing in your life. And yet, that doesn't mean, you know, after the 10 days, you're done and you're perfect and everything, you know, life is totally transformed. Big changes will happen, and yet at the same time, we need to have regular practices in our life, because there's things coming up all the time, and also there's other layers that come up after we've transformed and we've released others. We see that there's other things that get in our way, and so it's, and just daily life is quite a challenge here on planet Earth. And especially in these times with so much happening, it's such an it's such a time of opportunities, and yet it's such a time when there's a lot to deal with. So the energy, different methods of energy, of using energy and practices are really, really important. And there's been a huge, huge blossoming of energy medicine and energy practices. In the last years, I mean, every time you look, there's some new technique or new way of doing things, and they're very powerful. There's a lot of very powerful methods out there, and sometimes it can get to the point where it could be a little bit overwhelming, and you kind of think, well, what, which one works, or which one shall I use, and all that. And what I've found is that over time, I've experimented with different ones. There's because I'm one of these Renaissance people who loves variety, I'm always trying out something new, just because it's more fun that way than doing the same thing all the time. Although, as you can see, I do have a tendency to use emotional freedom technique and the healing codes more often. They tend to be my techniques of, of preference at the moment. But on the energy resources page that I provided you, there's a number of other techniques that I refer to. There's the WE technique, which we actually have some of you doing in the, if you don't use EFT, it's just the tapping of the feet or the tapping of the tapping in between the eyebrow. There's so there's that technique. There's also, I refer to Access Consciousness, which has some wonderful, wonderful techniques and ways of, it's a very powerful healing method. I'm not trained in it, but I do, I did get a little bit of training in that recently, but I've got friends who do it, and have got the training, and they've found it one of the most powerful methods. And I use a lot of the questions they use, and some of the other techniques which are easy to use. I'll be talking a little bit about a couple of them later in the week. And you've got links to that in the energy resources page. There's also a technique called Zed Point for Peace, which I actually have trained in, and it's very effective too. And for any of you who've used Byron, have read Byron Katie, she's amazing. She has 4 simple questions, which are very powerful. And I've got all her books at home, and I use her techniques from time to time, and both with myself and clients. So there are a few. Now there's body talk, which is really a powerful modality too. So there's all this smorgasbord of energy practices. So you can choose from those and if you can do something on a regular basis, it's really good. Of course, things like meditation are other energy practices that increase peace and increase our ability to deal with stress. So those are just, I would suggest, if you haven't got any experience with the healing techniques, that you try out the healing codes, because it's so easy, and I've got resources on that and some really good recordings actually with Lorna Weinweiser on how to use the healing codes. And then there's also emotional freedom technique, which there's tons and tons of videos and resources online around that. And if you just go to YouTube and you have a particular issue and you type that in with emotional freedom technique, you can often find something that you can tap along with, which is lots of fun. So those are some suggestions. And just a note is that while it's really important to have these energy practices and to do stuff on our own, that's really important, there also is a place when you come to a major issue where I find it makes all the difference in the world if you actually work with a coach, an energy coach or another coach, to work those issues through. Because there's some big issues where it's hard just to do it on your own. And I know, even though I know a whole load of different energy techniques, if I'm coming up with a challenge, I go to see some of the coaches that I've found really powerful and helpful, and I work with them because it's having an outside person who can often see things that you might not see. And also it's just, there's something about having somebody else there when you're clearing a powerful issue that really helps. So that being said, we're going to talk a little bit about Cinderella story, and I'll do another improvisation. And of course, in the Cinderella story, and I think we touched on this in the yesterday, she's never able to please her stepsisters and stepmother. Whatever she does, it's just not good enough. And there's just no way, however hard she works, that she's going to be able to convince them that she's worth anything. And so I'm going to do a little improvisation, and I guess it'll take off from where I was yesterday, or maybe I'll enter into a different point, but we'll see what comes up. But what these themes are whether she deserves anything more. So let's look at that. And as I said, there's the perfectionism thing. Okay, so here we are. And I'm going to, if everybody wants to take a little drink of water. And as normal, it would be great if you have some paper beside you so you can take a note or two about things that impact you. And when you're listening to the improvisation, just gently think about how maybe you're like Cinderella in some way in your modern life. Okay? And right, so here we go. Switching from Katie Curtin mode to Cinderella. We will be doing some other characters later this week, but we're just focused on Cinderella for the moment. It's taking me a moment to ground here. Ah. I'm beginning to feel that I never can do enough. I never can be enough for these damn people here, these stepsisters of me, of mine. What is it? What is it with them? Why am I never enough? Why is it whatever I do is never enough? I can't do anything right. I'm really trying to do things better, but I'm not really good at all this housework and domestic slavery. I just wasn't brought up to do that, and it just seems like I never can do enough. Here I am, I'm polishing this window and trying to make it look really, really good, and then I see another spot and another spot. I'm really not feeling good. I don't know, maybe I'm just, I have all these dreams, but maybe I'm just not good enough. Maybe I never can make any, maybe life is never going to be any different, because I'm just not enough. I mean, I think there's something inside me that feels like it's destined to another life, and I felt like that with my mom. Now it feels like everything is dark around me, really dark. Like there's no possibilities, like I'm in this prison, this dark prison, and nothing is ever going to happen. Because no matter how hard I work and no matter what I do, it's not enough. Nobody's pleased. I can't seem to please anybody around here, and I'm not meeting many other people. Stuck in this house. Stuck in this house. I'm not meeting anybody who's any different. I'm just in with these negative, horrible people who just bitch, 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 bitch. All they do is bitch, 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 bitch. And I'm tired of it. Sounds like I'm bitching a bit. Yeah, and I'm getting bitchy like them. I sure could do with a change. Okay, so that was our little impro for today, and I'm going to go on interactive mode, and so people can I'm going to go on Q&A mode, and you can press 7 to talk if you would like to say something, and I'll also check out the webcast too. So would anybody like to talk about the theme of not enough or anything that they would like to clear with the issue of perfectionism and other stuff? Okay, I see Katrina. Hi, Katrina.
Good morning. I you know, it feels like such a universal theme. I mean, I certainly in many times, more often than not, felt that way in my life. And you know, I think that a lot of us, especially with, you know, creating anything that's heart-centered, it's just there's so many ways in which we go overlooked, you know, and that part of that is, you know, when we're under a cloak of invisibility, or at least for me, you know, how's anybody going to see me and what I'm doing? When I'm just kind of quietly doing things behind the scenes and then feeling completely under-recognized. So, and then that starts the story. I'm not enough. I must be doing it all wrong. And who's not seeing this? And why can't, you know, why isn't anybody happy or telling me that they're happy?
Interesting, because there's a real link to the invisibility around the not enough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also, Katrina, is when you're doing anything creative, there's this real balance between, well, even anything that you're doing, between doing it really well, you know, not being sloppy, and doing something that's really beautiful and that you can feel proud of, and then there's that balance between going to perfectionism, which actually comes, if I think about it, it comes from a bit of a different place, you know, the urge to create real beauty and to make something just right can come from a different place than perfectionism, which is, you know, that carping negative voice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's interesting that you just made me think of, you know, a lot of people approach beauty like, or just like as like there's something wrong with them, so they have to fix, they have to perfect something.
Yeah.
As opposed to creating it from like what you said, a different place, maybe a little bit more intangible.
Yeah, yeah. And it's almost the place of the artist, the creator, which is to bring out what's beautiful within or what you see, and or the place of the critic, which is just like nothing's good enough.
Right.
Well, thank you, Katrina. Anything else there, or
no.
I can open it up. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Great. Anybody else like to comment on this thing of perfectionism before I do a clearing? And I'm going to look at the webcast for a moment just to see if there's any question there. And, oops, hopefully I'm... And then anybody else who's... just a second. And anybody... Oops. I see a good morning, but not a question as such. So, good morning, Dina. And here. So, I'm going to go back to the phone and see if anybody wants to press *7 to unmute themselves if they have something to say about the perfectionism thing. Otherwise, I'll just go into my one of the clearings and then see what that brings up. Which looks like what we're going to do. So, let me see. I don't know. I feel really slow this Monday morning somehow. Like almost like I'm in a different space. So, and that, and not necessarily uncreative, but just more slow to move on the thoughts. So, okay, here we go on the clearing. Even though I feel like nothing I do is ever good enough, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like nothing I ever do is good enough, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like nothing I do is ever good enough, I deeply love and accept myself. I don't know if this clearing will be good enough. I mean, am I good enough? Can I do a good enough clearing for all those people who feel like it's not good enough? Oh, well, it'll just have to be good enough. It'll just have to be good enough. What if I could come from a place that's just good enough? Good enough. Everything's good enough. 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 However, what would happen if that would just make me complacent? I'm really worried about being complacent, that just thinking I was good enough would just make me not good, do what I really need to do. I mean, doesn't not good enough help me? Doesn't it help me to get better and better? And aren't there so many people in the world who are motivated by not good enough? And boy, does that get them places. Like, I bet, I just remember seeing the Academy Awards last night, and I bet there's a hell of a lot of those people, those actors who are coming from not good enough. They're creating amazing things. So maybe not good enough might be something good for me. Well, I don't know about that. What could help me keep striving for better because that's great. I mean, there's something really great about getting things better. But what could make me do that from a place that wouldn't be insecurity and all those other emotions that don't feel so good? What kind of place could I be in where I would really be able to just keep striving for better and yet not do it from a not good enough place? Okay, that's the first clearing. And I'm going to see if anybody's got anything else here to or comments to add here. And we'll go from there. I'm not seeing anybody yet. and I'll just wait one more moment. And, Emily. Emily?
Yes.
There you are.
Hi, that one really spoke to me. The latter part of it, when you spoke about the fears. I didn't realize that was like a fear associated with perfectionism.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of it quite that way myself either, but there's, you know what, in everything that we have a block around, I mean, there's often a good reason to keep that belief. Or it seems like a good reason. And so we have to really look at the reason why we're keeping it and let that go in order to actually move into a new belief. So tell me a little bit more, Emily, about how that's kind of impacted you.
Well, I just let tears come. Sometimes I feel things and sometimes I'm not when you're doing something like this. And I felt a lot in this.
Okay.
And so I was also relating to what you were saying at the beginning about rhythms. And I'm a person who tends to have variety of rhythms. And sometimes I'm full on heart. And then other times it's like my rhythms vary and I like that variety and rhythm. And sometimes I've had judgment of myself and felt that from others around that variety, as well as I'm the kind that'll just keep going, and hours will go by and I won't notice as well. So it's like I have been both of those personalities, and so deciding which one is useful at what time, sometimes that's a little challenging for me.
That's so good. I mean, that's such a good noticing because... I can really recognize myself in that. When I'm going full on, it's kind of like, oh, well, I feel kind of somewhat endorsed by society because society likes it full on. And there is actually, I was discussing this with another artist, and different people have different rhythms. Like, I know there's a general thing that you can't do something for more than an hour and a half without needing a break. And I think that's for certain activities. Yet I've kind of noticed when I have been on the roll where I've gone for a lot, you know, like a couple of hours with total focus.
I
don't think that's a bad thing. And it could be even more than that. You know, it's just like I don't need a break. But when you do have those things, I think what's important to recognize is then after that you may need a longer period of rest. And so giving yourself permission to do both and noticing when, I guess it's also because we're so conditioned to accept society's judgments that we don't, and this is touching in on the intuition, that we often don't listen to what ourself is saying, that okay, yeah, we can do 3 hours or 4 hours and something, and that's great, and that's fitting our energy right now. And then at the same time, really listening to that point where our body needs to stop and do something else. Some great learnings from this, Emily. And anything else you want to say, or we'll go on, but thank you.
just around the concepts of things that seem like difference or opposites, because there's this concept of plan, okay? It's good to have a plan for something. And so one of the challenges I find with that is there's general themes, like I'm better in the morning with things that are requiring more mental focus.
Yes.
But there's also variations in days. And so I might make this great plan that I'm going to sit down and deal with this thing in the next 2 hours, but that might not be the best moment for my brain to be functioning in that way.
I'm so not hearing
flexibility
Emily
anymore.
Let me just see. Are people hearing me? I hope nothing's happened with the overall. Okay, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to open up just to make sure that I haven't been cut off.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
I can hear you.
Oh, my goodness. Hello? Is anybody there?
Emily's here.
Interactive? I'm on interactive. Oh, wonderful.
I can hear you, Katie.
Oh,
can you hear me, Katie?
I
can hear you.
I'm going to hang up just in case something's happened here, because I'm not hearing anybody. And so I'm afraid that maybe I've been cut off, not Emily. So I'm going to phone back in and we'll see what happens. Just a minute. I wasn't able. Hello, is anybody there?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, this is weird. Okay, so I must not be listened to here. One moment.
The moderator has left the conference.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Katie. I got chucked off. At first I thought it was Emily who was chucked off, and then I got chucked off, and I tried like many times.
Well, we could hear you. You couldn't hear us.
Pardon?
We could hear you. At least I could hear you. I don't think you could hear
you.
Oh, you
could for a while, and then I...
The whole time,
dear.
Until you hung up.
Couldn't hear you, Katie, I was put on hold for a while, so I just called back a moment ago.
Oh, great, because actually I'm glad you're there. Oh, well, so much for perfectionism here. It's like, and I had two phones, and I switched to the other one.
The moderator has left the conference.
Hi.
Hello.
There
Hello.
Is something, you'd think it was Mercury retrograde because there's something really weird happening with my phone line. I've been phoning on two different lines and they've both been going and I have those two different lines to protect me against any eventuality. Except the universe when it wants it to. So I hope you've been having a good conversation. Does anybody want to fill me in before I hopefully I won't get cut off again and I can do my clearing for the day. And anybody want to fill in as to the conversation? Okay. So I'll just take it. I may have missed things, but Shelley, were you going to say something?
No, I was able to hear everybody the whole time, so just waiting for the next step.
Right, so I'll go into the clearing that we were going to do, and I'll try and remember what it was all about. This has certainly got my perfectionism stuff here, or wanting to just, provide you with great value and not having a chance to do it. Okay, so here we go. So I'm going to just do what's coming up here. Even though things aren't going like I planned, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though everything's screwing up here, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though things aren't going as planned, I deeply love and accept myself. What can you do when everything goes wrong? I mean, everything. Everything you try goes wrong. What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? I keep trying. I keep trying, and 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 yet it just goes off. It goes. It goes. It goes. It doesn't go in the way I was planning. Maybe I can just slow down. Slow down. It's okay. The sky hasn't fallen. I'm not Chicken Little. I'm not Chicken Little. It's okay. It's nothing terrible has happened. It's okay. I can be with this. I can be with this. I can be with this. It's like nothing really has happened. I mean, just after all, the phone just went off and my other phone just went off, and really it doesn't matter. In the great scale of things, there's always things you can do later to help, to change things. And so if I can just breathe and breathe and breathe and breathe in this situation, it'll be okay. Okay, so that was just to clear me. Now I am going to go into the clearings of that have been brought up. And I actually did see on the Q&A also Dina saying that perfectionism, big issue for her, and not being judged as bad or not enough. And we've all got this. So, right. So let's go into a further thing of being not being enough or being bad if you don't do things right. That's actually, let me think about that, which is, yeah, because we can all, I know within businesses, it's very easy to feel we have to be perfect and we have to look professional and everything has to be lined up or we can't even, you know, do a heart-based business. And that can be really crippling, you know. So I remember for Facebook for a while, I didn't want to, or actually, no, it wasn't for Facebook, but in general, I didn't want to do a photograph for my business card because I was waiting to lose more weight. And so I kept going with an old picture. And finally, I just said, screw it, and did it. And it was great. You know, it felt great. But that's one of the things where you can hold yourself off or just doing anything for your business, feeling that it has to be absolutely professional, like doing a website, it has to be perfect. And of course, a website is never perfect. You're always changing it. And, you know, people who are really big in the field, they keep changing theirs too. Even though they're real experts in marketing and everything, there's always adjustments to be made. So it's kind of like just going in there and doing it and getting things out, even though they can be really rough. So I'm going to do something around that. Even though I feel like almost paralyzed about doing certain things in my business because I want them to be perfect, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel really paralyzed about doing things, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel paralyzed about getting out there, I deeply love and accept myself. What if I make a mistake? What if I do too many stupid things and people think I'm not worth it? What if I just screw up again and again and again and again? What if people look at me and they don't like what I'm doing? They don't like me. What if I just am not good enough? I can't survive. It's so competitive out there. There's so many people doing the same things as I am. What if it's just not good enough? What if you just have to be so totally brilliant to succeed that I'm not there? I can't be there and I never will be there. So I better just give up. Just give up. Just give up. Why bother? Why bother? Only a few can succeed. Only a few can succeed. At least that's what I've heard all my life. I've heard all my life that I have to be a bloody genius to be worth anything. I have to be a bloody genius to be worth anything. And even then, it's not good enough. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. Okay, so anything that people want to bring up from that? Chris, I'm seeing you. Well, I saw a little flicker there. Now I see a flicker with Kelly, Shelley. Any of you want to say something?
Katie?
Yeah.
Yes?
It's Shelley.
Oh, good. Okay. So I think I may have got Shelley and Katrina, but we'll start with Shelley. Great.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, that last one was hitting home for sure about everybody's doing what I do, what makes me so different and special, and, you know, just not wanting to get out there because am I ever going to be individual or something different? Battled with that, feeling better about it, but I'm still, there's a seed there for sure. I also just had a very interesting thing happen. While we were tapping, I was trying to coordinate tapping and my feet tapping. And I noticed there was a real disconnection. And I decided, well, let's just get into a rhythm of doing one and then the other will come along, and that helped. But I felt this unintegrated state within me of not being able to do two things at once. And I just found that very interesting with the perfectionism, and, you know, once I softened and relaxed and let my feet do their rhythm, then my fingers could do the tapping in the rhythm they wanted to, and I was more integrated. But it took some relaxing to get into that, which, I don't know.
Shelley, you know what?
Yeah.
That's interesting. It may have been something I didn't explain well, or it may have been that you wanted to do something more complicated. But the alternative is either to tap with your fingers in between your eyebrows or do the emotional freedom technique, which is different, or to tap your feet. You don't have to do both of them.
Oh, and see, that's me. I want to jump in and do it all to get better faster.
You may have invented a new technique, and, you know, I may try it. I'm not very good at doing too many physical things at the same time. May scramble the brain enough that perhaps it can go deeper, but interesting. So anything else, Shelley? But that's some good noticing about the so special, you know.
Yeah. No, that's it. Thank you, Katie.
Great. Thank you. And I think it was Katrina who wanted to say something now.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Good. Yes, I can.
You know, echoing what Shelley just said, there is this big why bother, right? This big why bother.
Yes.
Everybody else is doing it. And you know, and then how am I going to even be seen, or how am I going to fit in, or how is this, you know, that story? And then that goes to, then that does create a cycle of then, you know, only people who are really brilliant or smarter than me or have more money than me to build the perfect website can be successful.
Exactly.
and then that generates, oh my God, I'm so bad. I'm bad. It's not even I'm not enough. It's I'm bad. And then when I feel that, then it's just a pool of shame and terror. Like, this is it. This is as good as it gets.
Yeah. Really interesting what you're saying, because I can, you know, I can identify with that. And I'm sure lots of people on the call can do that. One thing is that we will be getting more into the visibility thing later in the week, but the big why bother, that's a really, I think, prevalent one. And I think whenever I've encountered it, often when I'm about to do some big creative project, like, like isn't, and I think, you know, for example, writers, when they're writing an article or writing a book, they keep, you know, I think this, why bother? Because there's so, I mean, I hear this litany within me, why bother? There's so many books already in the world, and then there's so many people have written, what can be new? All those kinds of things come up. And, or if you're designing a program, like there are a lot of things, but because everybody has their very unique ability and take on things, you can be totally unique too. So in what you're doing, and that's why we still enjoy reading books and doing programs, which may be on similar things, but it's with a different individual that gives us a different take. So really good stuff, Katrina, and I think I'm gonna do this why bother thing, big why bother, just those words for our next thing. Anything else?
No, thank you.
Great, and the bad and the terror, you know, so we'll look at that. Anybody else want to put something else in? And this will be our last clearing, and then I'm going to do the healing codes, just because I lost some time with all that in and out stuff of where I got chucked off. So anybody like to say anything that they want cleared for the rest of the session? Okay. I'm seeing Shelley again, but maybe not. Maybe that's just a little... So I'm not seeing anybody. I'll look on the webcast just to see if there's anything there. And yeah. Oh, Dina didn't hear anything now. Oh, well, I hope she's hearing it more. This has been fun, eh? All these wanting to clear perfectionism, and yet everything is on this line is... they were having problems with it. So anyway, Dina, I hope you're hearing us again, and we will hopefully have this recording for people, and they'll be able to hear the parts they didn't. So if not, I'll have to do something new. Okay, so one last thing. Anybody else want to say something, or I'll move directly into the last clearing? Okay, so here we go. And, even though I feel like, why bother? Because everybody else is doing what I'm doing. I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel sometimes like, why bother? Because it's all been done before. I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like, why bother? Because how could I be unique enough or brilliant enough to bring anything new onto this subject? I deeply love and accept myself. Why bother? It's so much effort. It's so much effort, and I don't know if I'm going to be doing anything different. I don't know if I'm going to be doing anything different. If anybody's going to be interested in what I have to say on this, I really don't know. I mean, give me a break. I'd rather just stay and sit in my room and read and do other things. I just don't want to get out there. I don't want to get out there because it's too dangerous. It's too dangerous. It's too dangerous to get out there because people might say, I'm not doing anything new. I'm not doing anything new. I'm boring. I'm boring. I'm boring. I'm boring. I'm really boring. I mean, this is getting so boring. Even this clearing is getting boring. So why should I get out there? It's bloody terrifying getting out there. And somewhere inside me, I'm feeling not only that I'm not enough, but I'm bad. Like, I'm really bad. I'm really bad. I'm really bad. I mean, people will see that I'm really bad, that there's nothing there, that there's nothing there, because there's never been anything there, never been anything there. It's just been more of the same, more of the same, more of the same, more of the same. Now, why am I saying all this stuff to me? I know I'm different. I know I'm different, and maybe it's because I'm different that I'm afraid. I'm afraid they'll see my difference. I'm afraid they'll see my difference and they won't like my difference, because people didn't like my difference when I was younger. People didn't like my difference. People didn't like me being too different. People don't like people being too different. It's a threat. It's a threat. It's a threat. But what if it's all okay? What if it's all okay? What if it's all okay that people, some people won't like me. Some people won't like me at all. In fact, they'll hate me. Is that okay? Is that okay? Some people are going to hate me. Some people are going to hate me, and it's okay. It's okay, because those who love me will love me more, because they'll see that I'm stepping out and I'm saying my truth, and hey, it's great, and I'll be able to attract people who are just like me in some senses. Of course, they're individual, but they have some of the same needs, some of the same ways of looking at things, and they'll find that I'm saying what needs to be said. I'm doing what needs to be done. I'm being myself and contributing myself to what's going on. Okay, so that's the clearing, and now we're just going to go into the healing codes. I'm sorry we're going a little bit over time, but we'll do this, and I think this will really help us. I pray requests that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all resulting physical issues related to being not enough, to being bad, and not wanting to even bother to get out there because I wasn't unique or special enough, that these and also all those issues which say that my difference, that there's nothing valuable in the way that I am different, that these be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of God or the divine. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. And we're just going to focus on, and this is, you can say, I am enough. That could be your focus statement. Or, I'm getting something a little different, which might hit home for some people. You can invent whatever you want here. Is my brilliance is needed by the world? Just as simple as that. It's not that you're not enough. It's just your brilliance is needed by the world. Okay, so if you feel that can be a true focus statement for you, that's great. If not, just modify it for yourself as we go through these positions. So I'm going to focus on and asking you to focus the energy of your hands. You cup your hands and focus the energy in between the eyebrows. And knowing, even if you're not doing this perfectly, that that's fine. It's the intention. Intention of directing that energy coming from the body into the area, onto the area in between the eyebrows. And saying, my brilliance is needed by the world. My brilliance is needed by the world. And then down to the throat. My little star is going to shine. Shine in this galaxy. It is worth it. It is worth it. Me bothering is worth it. Every one of us bothering on this planet to make this planet a more beautiful place is worth it. Is worth it. Okay, the corner of the jaws, focusing the energy on the corner of the jaws. My brilliance is needed by the world. I need my brilliance to get out in the world. It's not only that it's needed, I need it to get out. I need to shine. It's my time to shine. It's my time to shine. Okay, corner of the corner of the temples, or the side of the temples, left hand towards the left side, right hand, focusing the energy towards the right side. And if you've got a phone in your hand, don't worry. Just imagine. Okay. I can relax into my brilliance. Okay, and then in between, focusing the hands again, we're doing the last cycle in between the eyebrows. My rhythms are perfect. I am perfectly in rhythm with my rhythms. Down to the throat, and here we go, focusing the energy on the throat area, area of expression. I'm able to express my beauty in the world. I'm able to express my beauty in the world. Corner of the jaws. Now, moving your hands to focus on the corners of the jaws. Your left hand focusing on the left side and the right on the right side. I'm happy being just enough as I am. And I know that as time goes, I'm becoming more and more enough. I'm just, it's not like I need to be more, but it's just natural that as I unfold, I become more. I add new layers. I'm adding new layers all the time, and it will be that way until I die. So I'm giving up the need to have all those layers ready, everything out there. That's the pipe dream. Letting that go. I'm letting go of the pipe dream that somehow there is this perfection point. And there isn't. I and the whole universe is all evolving. I and the whole universe is evolving. And each point is perfect, and then it lets go to another moment, which is perfect too. And it's hard for my little monkey brain to accept that sometimes. So I'm letting go of the need to be perfect in every moment, and just being in the moment. Okay, now we're moving our hands to the sides of the temple, focusing the energy there on the area there. And I'm just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to be here. Okay, hands on the head. And just let them stay there for a moment. And then when you're ready to come back into the room and to what's around you, just look at something in your environment that's beautiful. And know that you are safe. Take a drink of water if you like. We've been clearing different things. And I'm just going to open up for a final comment or goodbyes, and then we'll finish the call for today. In all its perfection and imperfection. So I'm just, here we are. And hello. So anybody like to say anything before we go?
Just thank you.
Thank you. Wonderful. So, lovely. Oh, one thing that I'm going to just say is that I haven't been sort of saying much about the Facebook group, but we've got a private Facebook group, which is a secret group. Nobody can see it except members of the group. I know a number of you are not real Facebook people, so you don't have to go on there if you don't want. But those, and a couple of people I don't even have their, you have to become my Facebook friend in order to get into the group. So I'll include the link later on. It is on the welcome page, but I'm going to, let's see if we can get a little conversation there and people can introduce themselves and also talk about their experience in the course, or share resources and things that they find helpful in clearing, and I know that and in getting abundance, because I think a lot of people here have a lot of different a lot of different experiences and richness and know a lot of different things, so it's great to share. So thank you very much, everybody, and have a great day. And whatever imperfections or things come up, like, you know, as we had on this call, lots of interruptions. So just roll with the day. Bye then.
Bye, Katie.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.